KSL News Time 620 right now. It's emergency traffic. Let's cover it. Here's Ricky Meese.
It's in Utah County, northbound I-15, a crash with possible injuries blocking the two left lanes of traffic prior to Main Street American Fork. And now it looks like we've got some emergency crews over to the right shoulder at the exit. And this is just jamming up traffic back to Linden. A little bit of southbound slowing I-15 getting from Salt Lake into Utah County, rounding the point of the mountain, and southbound Redwood Road slow from the data center to Crossroads Boulevard. Joe Davis.
I-15 southbound, we have a new crash at 2900 South. This is in the left shoulder, and that is blocked. But as you continue past that, once you get past it, you'll find that things are much better until you hit Midvale, where it's going to be slow until about 90th South. Going the other direction, northbound, you are good now once you get out of Draper up to about I-80. And from there into downtown, about 6th South, is pretty tough right through there. Mark?
That's a lot better once you get through downtown and into Davis County right now, although we've had some traffic troopers say heavy snowfalls coming from Kaysville. But the traffic has improved northbound I-15 between about Glover Lane and SR-193 is still sluggish, but the speeds are trying to pick up right now. Salt Lake Community College creates a pathway to success for 60,000 students every year, and that helps keep Utah's future bright, very bright. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.